Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the debut episode of Enchanted Psychic Visions with renowned medium Melinda Williams. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Enchanted Psychic Visions Radio. My name is Melinda Williams. I'm here today to hopefully get everyone going on this. I am a psychic medium. I have been since I was a small child, and there's things that I'm planning on discussing today are about angel numbers. I'm sure we're all aware of angel numbers, but I would like to go in a little bit deeper about, you know, what angel numbers mean for each and every one of us. Please call in. We'll be taking calls, and there's also a chat area that you can do if you're more, if you would like to do that better than call in. I'm gonna sit here and say I'm a little bit nervous myself because this is my first time, but I think I'm gonna do just fine. So basically what I'm gonna start doing is I'm gonna start going over talking about angel numbers and wait on some calls or a chat to start. But anyway, so angel numbers, what are they? What do they mean to us? Well, basically, it's the way the angels are trying to communicate with us. So, you know, like specific coded messages are in the numbers. So it's repeating numbers. It can be like 111. It can be 837. It can be like 2222. So there is a series of numbers, and if you keep seeing that same thing, those repeating numbers over and over, you know, it's really trying to give you a message. So basically, there's a specific code that's in each of those numbers. A lot of us are not aware of exactly what those codes mean. So let me give you an example. It's very important how the numbers are arranged. The arrangement of the numbers is very, very crucial. So let's take example 376. If you keep seeing that repeatedly, the most important number is the number in the middle. So out of that number, 376 to 7 is the primary focus. So how do you decipher that? Okay, so you look at the three numbers and you add those three numbers together. So if you add up 376, it would equal 16, and then you would add the 1 and 6, which will give you 7. See how the 7 reoccurs, because that's the middle number. So that's the main number you need to focus on. So with that being said, the key to remember is that when you see a number repeatedly, you are being communicated with. It could be, you know, a spirit guide. It could be a loved one, but basically they are trying to communicate, and so you need to understand the meaning, not because, you know, it's something that in the long run you'll end up figuring out what that number means, and usually when it's a spiritual guide, they're trying to let you know, hey, you're on the right track, so you need to really start looking at the numbers. Okay, so now I want to touch on a little bit about why do the angels use angel numbers to reveal universal messages? Well, basically, they're always trying to find a way to communicate with us for our everyday problems. A lot of us don't really look at that and think about that is something that the angels do. A lot of times we feel alone when we're dealing with situations, and trust me, I have been going through a lot myself with my husband. And, you know, I was at my wit's end at one point in time. But then I started looking at, okay, there's got to be a reason. So I started looking at the numbers I kept seeing over and over and over. And it's funny because once I realized it and I started looking at those numbers, the number that was in the middle was the number 3. The number 3 is an indication that my angels were trying to tell me, hey, I know you're going through a lot, but it's going to get better. So that it's very, very important that, you know, when you're looking at things in your everyday life, angel numbers play a very, very important part. So basically, sometimes we fail to understand their messages clearly. So let's say that you wake up and you see the numbers 5 5 5 in the morning, and you know, or the numbers 11 11. If this is happening to you very often, keep it in your knowledge that the angels are delivering some kind of message to make you aware of their presence and that they are aware of what you are going through. So I would like to, you know, go over a couple of basic numbers that a lot of you may be seeing a lot. So at this time, that's what I'm going to do. So like the number, angel number 111. A lot of times we can, some people see that number a lot. It just, they're trying to tell you that you are in alignment with what is going on, that you may perceive things differently than what is really going on. So therefore, you need to really strive and stay on the path you're on, because they're saying, hey, you're on the right path. That's why you're seeing 111. Okay, so then like if you're seeing the angel number 222, that's a sign to trust whatever changes is going on in your life. Because at the moment, that's what needs to be happening. You may not be in favor of what's happening, but it's for your highest good. It will benefit you in the long run. So with that being said, you know, see, there's always messages that's coming through. Okay, I think, let's see here, we've got a caller. Anne, I think you are on. What is your question, hon? Are you there, Anne?
Yes, I'm here.
Anne?
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Anne.
I'm,
how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. I have a question about my daughter, if that's okay to ask. And let me just tell you what's my question.
Okay.
She's applying to a special medical master's program. And she couldn't pass the test for this that is needed for this program with high enough score in February. So now she has to retake the test. I don't know, in May, in June, July, when she'll retake the test. Will she be able to get a higher score that will make her a competitive candidate for this program, or it will be the same low? Because she didn't apply in March. And now she has to wait for the application process to restart in October. So in reality, she missed a whole year because of that score.
Okay, so basically this is what I would suggest. What I foresee is that the test is probably something that was very difficult for her. And also she was probably very nervous. So there's two stones that I would suggest for her to carry on her when she goes to take the test, because there's two crystals that will help her with her studies. Even when she's studying now, have her to have them on her person, because in the two stones is amethyst and tourmaline. They are protective stones also, but they are to help with studying. And when she goes to take the test again, she carries that on her. She will pass the test with higher scores. So that would put her in a different bracket. But yes, I do see that she will pass it the next time.
Okay, so she did pass, but the score was not competitive. But do you see that she will get into the school of her choice in California? That's her first choice.
Yes, she will, you know, it will be a little bit harder for her. She, you know, will be put on a lower, you know, other people with higher scores will, of course, get in first. But she will be accepted. It may not be this time around, but tell her to apply, because I do see that she will get in.
I can tell you the application process starts October 1st, and the decision mm-hmm. probably will be made between October and January, but the school starts next 2020. So it takes like 6 or more months for them to make a decision, but the school year starts, I think, in July 2020. You mean that she will be accepted for 2020, right? You say not this time around, so I'm not sure.
Yes, ma'am, she sure will. She will get in 2020.
Okay. And one more question, is there anything in her love life, because she also broke up with her dear friend, the gentleman that she really liked, and she's very upset, but it doesn't seem that he has any romantic feelings to her.
The first thing that I picked up when you were telling me that is that she, there was something about feelings not being the same on one side or the other. Let her know there will be someone else coming to her life. It was not the perfect fit because I do feel that, like I said, one of them didn't have the stronger feelings as the other. That's why it didn't last. But there will be someone else coming into her life very, very soon, probably within the next 3 months. So tell her to hold tight.
And that guy will be interested in her, and she will be, like, there will be mutual attraction, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's what the problem was. There was no mutual thing there. And so, you know, when that doesn't happen, then it's not going to last. But there is someone that's going to be coming into her life very, very soon.
Oh, I hope so. So, again, two stones that she needs to carry, tourmaline and amethyst, right?
Amethyst. Uh-huh. Yes,
and what's
ma'am.
The color of amethyst? It's only one color that it comes?
The amethyst is purple and the tourmaline is black. And like I said, they are protective stones also, but they are to help with, you know, if you're looking at school or maybe if you're doing athletic stuff, that will help them.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you so much. I appreciate this reading. Are you going
you're
to be now
so
regular
very...
on the talk show?
Yes, ma'am, I sure am. So I hope to hear you back. And, you know, if there's anything I can do, let me know.
Sure, definitely. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Okay. So now let me see here. We were talking about angel numbers. So until the next caller or chat comes in, I'll continue with the numbers in case there's someone out there that is wanting to know. Okay, maybe you're seeing a number that I haven't mentioned yet. Also, I want to say that I'm going to be offering a free three-card in-depth reading for someone that's on here today. We will notify you once the show's over about who's the winner. So please, if you can, you know, put your email into the chat area or, you know, just let us know. And then, like I said, I'll be doing a free three-card read, in-depth read for someone that's on here today. Okay. And also there's a reminder button that's on there on the chat and on the site. So if you could do that, that'll remind you when the show's going to be coming up next. Okay. So let's see here. So the number 333, if someone is seeing that, often, it's a sign from the angel to let go of your thoughts and feelings and be able to express those feelings. You don't need to hide what you're thinking, whether it's positive or negative, you need to let that go. So if you're seeing that number quite often, that's what the angels are trying to tell you. Okay, so the next number is 444. So, and that just means that the angels are on their way to help you. It could be a situation that you're going through, and they're on their way to assist you in any way they can. Okay, so angel number 555. This means you're starting, the angels are trying to let you know you're starting a new chapter in your life that it's going to be an unusual chapter, but it's a good chapter, okay? It's a sign to know and believe in the fact that this new journey is where the angels are saying you need to be at this time. Now, a lot of times people really don't sit and think about really the things that is going on in their life at all. So with that being said, you know, these numbers can really help guide you. And I know a lot of people really don't, or they're not aware of the numbers, or they really don't know how to decipher the numbers. And so, you know, I have a website, and it's Enchanted Psychic Visions, and there, you know, I offer readings for that and that kind of thing. So, you know, these numbers are very, very, very important in your everyday life. So let's say you're seeing the number Now, a lot of people look at this number as a bad omen or a sign of bad luck. Well, it's not true. The number 666, that's, you know, a lot of people, when if someone's seeing those numbers over and over, you know, it starts really like bothering them and they're thinking it's something bad. But actually, it's not. This number means that you're stuck in some thought or a situation that you're needing to get out of. It could be a bad memory or a bad experience, but it's letting you know that, you know, you need to be aware of this and you need to get out of this situation, get that out of your head. So, you know that that is a good thing. So with that being said, let me see here. A lot of people see the number 999. 999 is a sign of endings, but not like passing. It's a chapter in your life that's going to be wrapped up and complete, and your angel is with you to help you at the last minute finishes and wrapping up everything. So that could, you know, be something that maybe a job that's ending and you're moving on to something better, but that's what that means. Now, I would like to discuss a little bit, and if any of you want to know, you know, if you're seeing a repeating number, just let me know. Call in, chat, and just put the numbers in there, and I can let you know what those mean. But angel numbers about numerology. Okay, so what is numerology? Numerology is the study of the meaning of numbers, okay? So with that being said, it depicts the significance of numbers by reflecting certain qualities, aptitudes, and stuff like that about the number. So, you know, a lot of times angel numbers, you know, they are master numbers. That's what I call them, master numbers, because they are coming from our higher angels. So that could be, you know, archangels. It could be spiritual guides. So, you know, they are master numbers to me. So the one thing I would suggest, you know, if you're really interested in learning about angel numbers, there is a wealth of information on the internet. There's a wealth of information in books that you can get, you know, from your library. Okay. Okay. It looks like we've got a question here in chat. Let me see here. Crystal asked in chat, okay, wondering about seeing one's birthday numbers and old address numbers. Okay, Crystal. So basically what that means is that, when you're seeing your birth name numbers over and over, that is someone in the spirit world. Usually it's a loved one that has passed, and they're letting you know, hey, we're acknowledging it's your birthday. We want you to know we're here with you. If you're seeing old address numbers, then that means there's some kind of attachment with you and that address. Maybe something happened at that address when you were living there. Maybe it's someone that was there that lived there previously, and they're trying to let you know, a specific thing. but a lot of times, you know, it has a reference to do with you specifically. I hope that answered your question, Crystal. If not, please just type something else up here, and I'll try to answer it. But usually, Crystal, that's what that means. Okay, so let's see here what we got now. All right, so now we were learning the deeper meanings of angel numbers. Okay, so basically, not only do the angel numbers always, it's a way to communicate to help us with life decisions, but it's also to make you realize that there is a divine energy that is protecting you at every walk of life, from the starting until the end. So that right there, that is just really, really amazing, because angel numbers, you know, they're with us all the way throughout our life, and it starts when we're born, and you know, it goes all the way till we pass. So, you know, these numbers are very important that we need to really take heed of, and, you know, try to start incorporating that into our everyday life. If you do that, you will end up finding answers. Say you're wondering, well, should I change jobs? Well, if you keep seeing a repeating number over and over, well, that's probably one of your angels trying to let you know the answer to that. So, you know, start jotting those numbers down and start learning what those numbers mean. So basically, whenever you come across a number series repeatedly, you need to ask out, you know, ask the angel, what are you trying to tell me? You know, let them know that you realize that they are there, that they're trying to communicate. Because if you let them know that you're understanding, hey, I know you're there, then, you know, they'll start showing you other ways. You know, the number will start coming up more and more and more. And so you really need to take a time to look at that and see what's going on. Because when that happens, that's usually a sign that the angels are really, really, really wanting you to know, okay? So when you put in the effort to try and understand the meaning of the numbers, they will start appearing to you more often. But it's just that the angels are trying to guide you to say, hey, yes, this, I get this. This is a meaning from my angels. It's a sign. So that's what they're wanting you to start picking up. Okay, now, let's see here. The next thing that I want to discuss. What does it mean when the angel numbers stop appearing to you? Now, a lot of people, you know, they start telling you, hey, I'm seeing this number, I'm seeing this number. You know, it's a constant thing. Looks like we got a call. So let's see if we can take a caller in real quick. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. So,
wonderful.
Whole question. Yeah, I received an email for a school that I applied to back in January, and they emailed me to request for additional documents, which I'm going to get out to them tomorrow. I did call the school. They said I had enough time to get the documents in. Do you see this going somewhere? Once I submit the second reference letter?
Right when you were telling me about that, I've seen something about papers flying. So usually that is an indication that, you know, everything will work out in your favor. You'll get into that. Everything's going to work out fine, even though things are running a little bit behind on things. But, yes, I do see that that will turn out great for you.
Okay. And do you see me going part-time to school or full-time? Because I applied actually for part-time.
What I'm getting with that is that, you know, you will start out part-time, but then you'll get so really into this that you will eventually start going full-time.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds excellent. All right. Can I ask one more question or no?
Oh, yes, you sure can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so I was in a car accident. I didn't take any time off. I'm fine. I'm doing physical therapy for 5 months. I don't know if I should. I mean, I can take time off. Do you think I should take some time off? Because I work overnight. I don't do anything strenuous. But it's just the neck that, you know, I hurt my, I have a whiplash injury. So should I just continue working or should I just take some time off in between?
Well, usually I don't really go into, like, health questions and stuff like that
because that could
lead to health questions and legal. So usually, you know, what I would suggest is for you to talk with your doctor and then go with what your doctor suggests.
All right. That's okay. So you would listen to what he says.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And you think the case will settle before the end of the year?
Excuse me?
Do you think my case will settle before the end of the year?
Yes, most definitely. Sometime, I'm seeing the month of October, November, so sometime within that time frame.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, so do you see me happy or not happy?
You're going to be just fine, lady. There's going to be some things transpiring in your life that is, you know, going to make things a lot easier for you, really. I do see that you've been having a very hard time, and I do see that things are going to start turning around, and something's going to transpire, and you're going to have to take that leap of faith to get you to where you need to be. It's going to be a little bit scary. You're going to have doubts, but you need to take that leap of faith and go for it.
All right. I will follow back up with you and let you know.
That sounds wonderful.
So
I would love to know. Okay, hon.
Okay,
thank you. Have a
awesome.
Good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so until we get another call or another chat question, let's just continue on here. So we were talking about angel numbers stop, when they stop appearing. Okay, so basically what that means is to communicate with you, the angels make you view a certain sequence of numbers, repetitive, you know, just over and over. So you'll notice a pattern and you'll pay attention to that. Once you notice the angel number, it might change. And with that being said, say you're saying 333, okay, then it could change to 373. It'll change. And that's just the angels trying to make you realize that you need to work on another area of your life, okay? So in the case where the message just completely stops showing up, okay, callers, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I think it possibly could be, you know, a lot of different things are going on. So what I'll need you to do is ask questions via the chat only at this time. We're having some kind of technical difficulties. So please, any questions, please just type it into the chat, and I will see that, and I will answer, okay? And I'm really sorry for that. But sometimes you know how these computer things are. They start messing up and causing difficulties. So, but yeah, if you can, just type the question. Okay, so basically, yeah, we're having some problems. So just keep on, you know, sending questions to the chat. Right now we're not being able to get the calls to go through. So just please put any questions into the chat, and then I will answer them right away, okay? And until I get the next chat question, I will continue on. So here we go again. So when you stop seeing those angel numbers, okay, when they completely stop showing up, it means that the angels have done their job of making you realize what you needed to do and which way you needed to go. So once you stop seeing those numbers, that means whatever message they were trying to send you, you have got it. It's you know, so they're done with that task at that time. That doesn't mean that you're not going to start seeing new numbers, because there's something else in your life that could be going on, and they will start showing you new numbers. So another thing, you know, that ways to, you know, to connect and to notice, to take heed of those numbers, to let the angels know, is to acknowledge the fact that the angels are with you and are guiding you. And, you know, just say that out to them. Say, I know you're trying to tell me something. I know you're here. There's something going on. And, you know, that will validate to them that, hey, you are paying attention. And that's very, very, very important. So just remember that. Just go and say, okay, you know, I'm letting you know I hear you. I know what's going on. Okay. So to continue on, and like I said, please, we're having some kind of technical difficulties. Please put any questions or anything you want to say or ask, you know, into the chat. The chat is open. And, you know, the last half of the show, I think it's going to maybe be off air because of these technical difficulties. So please just, it's going to still record, so you may have to come back and watch it later. And, but, you know, the chat's open. Please go in there and start looking and, you know, put your questions there. Okay, so now let's see here. What are we going to go on from there? Okay, so to get maximum benefits of the ways to communicate with the angels, you know, we have our conscious and subconscious minds that need to be present and working. Once you notice, you think, you interpret it, and you apply it, then most of all, believe. Believe, believe, believe. That's very, very important with the angels. You know, they want to know that you you are getting what they're saying, you understand what. So sometimes we have questions, you know, about why are the angels trying to contact us? Well, you know, there's many reasons that that could be going on. With that being said, you know, there's a lot of other things that the angels, and sometimes it's not just, you know, they're trying to guide us down a certain path, or, but sometimes they're just wanting you to know that, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm trying to guide you, to show you the route you need to be on. There again, you know, there's times that we all go through situations. Sometimes the situations are very, very, very hard for us to understand. With that being said, I would like to go into something that happened to me. I was in October of last year, my husband had a massive heart attack. I was at home. He just hit the floor. There were no signs previous. He was airlifted down to Scottsdale, Arizona, and to a hospital there. Okay, I think maybe we can take a caller. Let's see if we can get a caller in. Let's see if we can get this call to come through.
Hi, it worked.
Hi there. Oh, wonderful.
Hi,
how are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
I'm
so glad I went through.
Oh, I am too. Yeah, we're having some problems here, but we're trying to work on them as we're going. So, you know, that always
okay.
happens when it's your first show. You know, that's going to happen. So,
yeah. Oh, this is your first show. That's right. I read that. It was your debut.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah, it sure is. So, yeah. So, you know, those problems are going to come through.
Of course. Hold on.
Do you have a specific question, or that's okay?
I do. I didn't know, like, what you preferred, whether it's something you pick up on first or if I ask a question.
Really, you know, it's however you want to do it. I do feel that there is quite a few things going on in your life right now. So, and
okay.
you're trying to seek an answer about something.
Yes. Recently, I've been in a relationship for 9 years. We got married in August. We have 2 children. A lot of the things I know he's good on paper, but a lot of there's no connection, or I don't feel a deeper chemistry, or a lot of things. And I kind of put it on the back burner because everything is good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I met someone 7 months ago that actually made me feel like alive again. I felt like I might have been sleeping all these years because I guess I kind of learned to just kind of brush off things. So this person I feel a really strong connection with, he feels like he doesn't deserve me. My husband and I already kind of talked it out and realized things aren't working between us. But I just wanted to know, like, how do you see anything with this other person?
Okay, the first thing that I pick up on is to make sure, you know, this with where you're still married, you know, even though you're saying it's, you know, you've discussed it, you know, that needs to be really finalized, because if not, that is going to make this other person feel like, you know, he's not for sure. So I do feel that this other person does have deep feelings for you, but, you know, there
mm-hmm.
will be some problems that's going to come up because of different situations that's going to transpire in the process of the whole situation. So just keep in mind, you have to be able to sit back and say, okay, put yourself in that person's shoes. You know, if you're
right.
trying to get with
mm-hmm.
someone and they're married, you know, that kind of thing. But I
oh,
do see that, right, I do see that you and him do have a very close connection,
mm-hmm.
so sort of like your twin flames, so to speak. And
mm-hmm.
so with that being
mm-hmm.
said, though, you know, there's going to be some problems. So, you know, just take this slow, make sure everything's worked out completely, because if not,
mm-hmm.
it will come back and it will hurt the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just one of those things that you have to take in account of everyone's feelings in the whole picture.
Yeah, I do. And he even says be really sure about, you know, what you want to do, because you have children with this person. You need to make sure that, you know, it's not an easy decision to make. And I think he also feels like if things with him were to end up in that way, then with him, then he also worries about disappointing me and knowing, like, okay, she's not with her family and not with her family, but, you know, she had all this, and then I don't want to disappoint you.
Right. Yes, exactly. And so that's what I'm saying. That's the biggest thing that I'm picking up from him is that, you know, he's looking at it and he's got his own worries about the situation. So, you know, you need to really set back and you need to look at it from both angles. And then you will find the answer. You will find the right path to go with that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, ma'am. And, you know, if there's anything else, contact me, and you know I'm on Facebook and everything. So, and I'll be doing these radio shows, and so you can just come right back on.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye bye.
Thank you.
I think we have another caller. Let's see here. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. I can hear you now. How are you?
Hi.
Can you hear? Hi.
Yes, I
How
can.
Are you?
I'm
oh,
good.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that.
The question that I have, I'm not sure that you can answer, but because it is a health question, do you see my health improving?
You know, as long as you know you're asking a generalized question like that, I can answer those. It's like, you know, if someone's asking me, hey, can you tell me if I have cancer, or do you think, you know, those kinds of questions I will not answer. I do feel that you have multiple health issues going on, and I do feel that they're going to gradually get better, and, you know, you need to make sure you take care of and follow the doctor's instructions exactly as how he's saying it. And I do feel that there's other things that you could be doing to help, because I pick up something about either diabetes or something with the blood. You know, there are things, according to what the health problem is, that you can do to help yourself also. But I do sense and feel that your health will be getting better and better and better. It will be a slow process. And one thing I want to say is have faith and watch those angel numbers, because the angel numbers, a lot of time the angels, you know, if you're concentrating on your health, they will give you a number, and that's the way you're going to really get your answers to let you know, hey, I see you're concerned about this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, that's why I'm talking about angel numbers today, because, you know, it incorporates into a lot of our everyday life.
I've been getting a lot of those numbers. Like 333.
Oh, really?
777 and yeah, 123, 123, 123. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get a sequence. Okay, when you get a sequence like 123, 123, that is your angels trying to let you. That's the deal with your health. So they are aware that you are concerned with your health. And some people will see 1, 2, 3, some will see 3, 4, 5, but when they're like, you know, 1, 2, 3, and they go into a sequence like that, then that's always usually to deal with your health. So they're trying to let you know, hey, I'm seeing what you're worried about. I'm trying to tell you, you know, to step out a little bit and look at some different options you may have for the situation, but they're letting you know that your health will be getting better. So that is a very good sign if you're seeing numbers like that.
Okay. I have a couple of more if you have time.
Okay, let's see. We have a few more minutes, so go right ahead, hon.
Okay. What about my finances? Will they get better? So many people have told me, well, you're about to come into a windfall of money, and I don't see it happening, but... You know, I'm really trying to be you know, strong-hearted on this. Okay, yes, I'm going to manifest this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to believe it with all my heart. And I do expect it, but there's a part of me mm-hmm. saying, we'll see. So what do you
right, think? Right. I understand that, and basically I'm a very big believer in positivity. What you believe, and, you know, it's not saying that it's going to come within, you know, in the next 3 days. No, you have to keep that positivity. You've got to bring in that abundance, and to do that, you know, you have to actually feel as if you already have that, which is very hard to do. Say you're wanting to feel like you've got $1 million in the bank. Well, then you have to actually portray that as if you do at the current time. That doesn't mean you go out here, you know, and spend a big bunch of money that you don't have. But what it's meaning is you just make yourself feel like, you know, you've got that. And once you start doing that and you start believing in that, then the positivity, the abundance will come. There is a meditation that you can do that will also help bring in money. There's also crystal grids that you can use, and, you know, you have to put certain crystals on this grid, and I do those. Maybe I'll do a show on that, and because there's certain crystals you use, and you set it up in the far left corner of your house, and you set it up, and you let the sun come in on it, and the moon come in on it, and that will bring abundance to you. So yeah, it's all in about how you portray it, how you feel. But if you have any doubt, any slight doubt, then that's going to keep it further away from you for a while. So, you know, that's one of the hardest things to get past.
Okay. Last question. Will my marriage last? Will my marriage last?
Your marriage last. Okay. I do, you know, it's like with any other thing. I do feel that you and your husband do have a strong connection. You know, there's going to be something that's going to come about that's going to cause a little rift between you two, but it's not nothing that's major. So, you know, it's just, you know, you have to put out the effort as with anything else. But what I foresee between you and your husband is that, yes, you guys are going to be together for the, you know, until one of you passes. So that should answer the question.
It did.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you very
wonderful.
Much, Melinda.
Oh, thank you. I hope to hear from you again soon.
You will. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's getting close to the end of the show, I believe. I think we have another caller. I don't know if we have enough time to take this call, but let's try. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me, so I think I lost them. Hello? Are you there? I can hear something, but no one's talking. Hello, can I help you? Area code 646, are you on?
Oh, I can hear you, but I'm just listening to your show. I already answered
my
question.
Oh, okay, are you there?
My question. Yeah, I'm just listening. Yeah, I'm listening to the show.
Okay, wonderful. So what is your question, hon?
Oh, you want me to ask?
Yes.
Okay, do you see me moving to New Jersey in 2020? I know I'm moving. I know that automatically. Do you think that's going to happen? That's my goal.
Yes. There is a big influx about you moving. I'm seeing, like, moving vans, moving trucks. So, yes, you're definitely going to be moving. That's for sure.
Okay. And you think I'll be at the same location until then. Okay. Awesome. But I'm going to continue to your show. You have a really cool show. Okay.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let me see. I'm making sure there's no more Okay, so the show is coming to its end, guys. I really have enjoyed you all here today. Please, you know, stay tuned. Do that reminder button. And I really appreciate you coming in and listening today. We'll be coming back on soon. Thank you again for joining Enchanted Psychic Visions with Melinda Williams. Thank you.